Your auto light dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skazex.
Wallet and Bobbles. Skazex Wallet speaking. What's that? Oh, yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Perilous Perambulator, Wilmer discovers that a baby parade can be bad medicine when it also involves a very tough truck driver. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Now, Gasoline Alley. Things are very quiet in the garage. So quiet, in fact, that Skeezix is surprised when Wilmer breaks the calm by clattering through the toolbox and busily collecting equipment.
Gosh, Wilmer, I wish you worked as hard when there's something to do around the garage.
What about the small pliers? Have you seen them?
They're in your hip pocket.
My hip pocket? Oh! Oh, yeah, sure. I thought something was biting me every time I sat down. Now, let me see. Pliers, monkey wrench, or maybe I ought to use a mallet and chisel. What do you think, Skeezix?
I don't know what you're doing with all those tools.
I'm going to shell some walnuts.
For Pete's sake. If that's all we've got to do around here, I'll run over to Houston's farm. He wants me to take a look at his tractor.
Okay, Skeezix. I'll watch things while you're gone.
If anything comes up, I'll be at Houston's farm.
Come in.
Hello, Wilmer. Is Skeezix around?
Oh, you just missed him, Nina. He went out to Houston's farm. Can I do anything for you?
Well, you seem so busy, Wilmer. I don't like to disturb you.
Well, that's all right, Nina. No matter how important a job is, I'm always willing to stop right where I am if I can be of service to you.
Well, that's very nice of you, Wilmer. As a matter of fact, you can help me out. I brought Chipper's old baby carriage here to see if you boys could fix it up.
Well, that doesn't sound very complicated.
Well, I want you to do a special kind of job on it. You see, there's a baby parade this afternoon, and I thought if you could fix Chipper's carriage into something special, he'd have a better chance of winning the parade.
Skeezix didn't tell me anything about a baby parade.
Oh, yes. It's all part of the Milk Fund campaign. We thought a baby parade would be good publicity. The winning baby's going to have his picture on the Milk Fund posters, and there's going to be a big party afterwards.
Why, you can bet that old Uncle Wilmer will do his darnest to see the Chipper win.
Oh, that's wonderful, Wilmer. Okay, here's the carriage. You see, it's not in very good condition.
Well, there's only so much you can do with a baby carriage. Say, Nine, I've got a great idea. Let's build Chipper a regular float.
A float?
Sure, a float. Like you see those orange blossom queens and stuff riding around on.
Oh, but isn't that awfully elaborate? You know, the parade's at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, that's plenty of time. I don't have another thing to do around a garage.
But I still don't see how you're going to make a float out of a baby carriage, Wilmer.
Well, I'm not going to use a baby carriage at all, Nina. I'm going to use a tow truck. I'll make a float out of the tow truck and put up big signs advertising a Wallet and Bob a garage. It'll be swell publicity for us, too.
Oh, I don't know if it's such a good idea, Wilmer.
Surely you don't begrudge your own husband's garage a little publicity.
Oh, of course not. I was only thinking that
then
maybe...
Then it's settled. Now, you'll have to get me a few things to work with. Some fancy ribbon, some colored cardboard, a couple of flags, and a can of gold paint. All right?
All right, Wilmer. If you're sure it's going to be ready by 3.
I'm positive. Boy, this is the best idea I've had in a long time.
Come on over here.
Yes, sir. You having trouble with the milk truck?
Well, I didn't come in here to have no cup of tea. Take a look under the hood. I think it's ignition trouble. It's been running so rough, I'm afraid this load of milk is going to get curdled.
I'm pretty busy right now.
Pretty busy. What are you doing, making yourself a party dress with all them fancy ribbons?
Well, I'm working on a baby, a baby bulldozer. You know, I'm a calf dozer.
You look to me like you're practicing to be queen of the May. Take a look at the truck, will you?
I'm sorry, I haven't got time right now. Leave the truck here and I'll fix it up later this afternoon.
This truck has to be fixed right away, Buster. I got $400 worth of milk in it that'll curdle if I don't get it to market by this afternoon.
Gee whiz, mister. I just haven't got time to work on it right now. I'm all alone here and there's another job I have to do first.
You know what's healthy for you, Buster? You'll do this job first. It's my own truck and I stand to lose $400 if that milk spoils.
Well, I'll fix your truck for you, but later this afternoon.
Now, listen, I'm going to get some chow in town right now. If that truck ain't ready by 3 this afternoon, I'll take the $400 out of your hide.
Now back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the perilous perambulator. Just after Wilmer had promised to build a float for Little Chipper in the baby parade, a truck driver pulled into the garage, demanding immediate service. Faced with the problem of having to do two difficult jobs at once, Wilmer is frantically phoning Skeezix for help.
Skeezix, listen, don't you see why you gotta come right back to the garage? I'm in an awful jam. He'll kill me.
Now, calm down a moment, Wilmer. Just tell the truck driver you have to work on a float for the baby parade first.
You don't understand, Skeezix. This guy is really tough. If I even mentioned a baby parade to him, he'd tear me apart. And Nina will never speak to me again if I haven't got the float ready. And if I don't fix the truck, well, I guess it's goodbye, Wilmer.
All right, Wilmer. I'll get to the garage as soon as I can.
Oh, darn it. It's not one thing, it's another. Wallet and Baba Garage.
Hello, Buster. Is the truck ready yet?
Is the truck ready? No. This is Francois, the French baker.
I want the garage. Ain't this the garage?
But no, monsieur. This is Francois, the baker. Monsieur must have the wrong number.
Don't say it's the wrong number. I don't want to talk to no baker.
Phew, boy, that was close. Oh, darn that phone. Wallet and Baba Garage.
Hey, Buster, how's the truck coming along?
Did you say truck?
Yeah, that's what I said, truck.
You must have the wrong number.
This is the Wallet and Baba Garage, ain't it? I just heard you say so.
I said this was the Waddle and Bipple garbage collectors. Would you like to dispose of your refuse?
What refuse?
Oh, boy, I hope Skeezix gets here before I run out of ideas. Oh, boy.
Wang and Bung Lonely.
Ain't this the garage?
Chinese Lonely speaking. You like a washi?
I'm trying to get hold of the garage, the Wallet and Bubble Garage.
Very, very sorry. I never planned a wrong number.
This is the third time they give me the wrong number. Something funny's going on. You sound like that guy, Bubble.
Well, he's saying me Chinese Lonely Man, Honorable Master Bubble. He talks with a very deep voice. See, that has no Chinese accent whatsoever. And the name is pronounced Bob, or B-O-B-B-L-E. But me, Chinese Lonely Man with a Chinese accent.
If you're Bubble, you better have a truck ready by the time I get to.
Very, very sorry. No ticky, no flucky.
Hey, Bobo. I couldn't get you on the phone, so come over here myself. Is the truck fixed yet?
I was just going to get to work on it this minute.
What? You mean to say it ain't started yet?
I'll get right to work on it. Just let me finish one little
job. If that truck ain't ready to roll soon, I'm going to break every bone in your body.
Oh, now, look, I'll get it fixed up. Just let me finish this little job.
Hey, what's that crazy thing over there? That thing that looks like it used to be a tow truck.
But that's some sort of no kind of invention.
What kind of invention?
It's a secret. It's a top secret.
Yeah? Well, why has it got all them fancy ribbons and stuff on it?
Well, that's camouflage. It's no kind of camouflage. You see,
well, here I am, Wilmer. I got here as soon as possible.
I think it's too late, Skeezix.
I couldn't make it any quicker, Wilmer. I had to drop by the house to pick up Nina.
Hello, Wilmer. Have you finished it yet?
Shh, Nina.
He ain't gonna finish nothing, lady, until he works on me truck over there.
Oh, Wilmer, you're nowhere near finished yet. We don't have much time left. Look, you've only put half the ribbons on it so far.
Lady, are you talking about that crazy invention of his over there?
That's no crazy invention.
Jesus, stop her before it's too late.
This guy was just telling me it's an invention.
Oh, don't be silly. That's a float for the baby parade. My baby Chip is going to ride in it this afternoon, if Wilmer ever finishes it in time.
So that's why you've been stalling me all afternoon, Buster, to work on this here float for the baby.
No, don't get sore. Just give me a chance to explain.
Who's sore? That's me one soft spot I got. Babies.
You mean you like babies?
I'm nuts about kids. Little babies. Ain't they sweet?
You see, Wilmer, you should have told him the truth and saved yourself an awful lot of headaches.
Hey, speaking of headaches, I just remember. What am I going to do with the $400 worth of milk on my truck?
Milk? You've got milk on your truck?
Yeah, you know, lady, that white stuff.
Well, for heaven's sake, that's my headache, too. I'm on the refreshment committee, and I've been trying to buy milk for the benefit party to follow the parade. There's a shortage of milk here.
Well, then both of your headaches are solved. You need the milk, Nina, for your party. Our friend here has to get rid of it.
Yeah, lady, and seeing it's for a good cause, for the milk fund, for them little kids, I'll sell you the whole truckload for $360. That'll be my contribution.
Why, that's very generous of you.
It all goes to prove, Wilmer, that the hand that rocks the cradle sometimes drives a truck. You never know.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now a word from your Autolite dealer. Now a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Wilmer, have you got all the equipment you need to go duck hunting?
Oh, sure. I got my hip boots, my trusty rifle, my game pump.
Wilmer, I just remembered. There's one other thing we do need. Schultz's telephone number.
Schultz's telephone number?
Sure, to keep us from coming back empty-handed. Schultz is the butcher.